Crazy like a fool. They call him Daddy Cool. Mama just killed a man. Put a gun against his head. Pull my trigger, now he's dead. I'm Chris Davis. This is Gareth Davis. And today we're talking about the best bloody parents in film and TV history.
Why?
Well, do you want me to tell you why?
Yes, please.
Because the new Home Alone is out on Disney Plus.
Are you familiar with my work?
Home Sweet Home Alone. I've seen it. Have you seen it?
No. And I'm not going to go, I don't want to watch it. I'm waiting until Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Okay, well, I got in there early because I'm in the Christmas spirit right now. I don't give a crap that it's only late November. I'm getting into it this year because we didn't have it last year, so I'm having it this year. I'm having it big time.
Man's crazy. Loco.
Anyway, Home Sweet Home Alone's quite good. So we thought one of the main themes in Home Alone is obviously parental, what would you call it, neglect.
Kevin!
So, you know, Kevin's parents just leave him on his own twice. So we thought we'd talk about the best parents in
flip on his head, innit?
Film and TV, because they're not, are they?
No, scatterbrains.
Scatterbrains. So go on then, Gareth. Start us off. Who are we going to talk about first?
Well, I'm going to take you back to 1983, yeah? Mm-hmm. Keighley Victoria Hall, Yorkshire. The BWF, British Wrestling Federation. Giant Haystacks versus Shirley Crabtree, a.k.a. Big Daddy.
Big Daddy!
The film.
The wrestling.
I was on about the film, mate. I said to you, the film, Big Daddy. Adam Sandler. Big Daddy, the film. Have you not seen it?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
We're pulling your leg, of course. But Big Daddy, one of the Adam Sandler's best films, in my opinion, has got a great father figure in it. Sonny Koufax, played by Adam Sandler himself. Now, the story goes, basically, Sonny is he was going to be a lawyer, his dad's a lawyer, but he just works at a car park booth because he can't be bothered doing the bar exam or whatever. He's in his apartment when there's a knock at the door and it's social services with a kid called Julian. And they say, this kid is, are you Kevin Garrity? That's his friend's name. And he's like, yeah. Apparently the kid's mum's died and Kevin's his biological father, who's Sonny's friend. Sonny pretends to be him, rings Kevin up and says, look, I know you're in China, but I'll look after him until you get back. Hilarity ensues then.
Big time.
So, for me, he's, even though, like I say, he's not the dad, he's a really, really good father figure because, and I take a bit of inspiration from this, let your kids muck about a bit.
He's a big kid himself, isn't he? I think that's where it comes from, yeah.
Let him do stupid shit. It's fine, isn't it? Let him do the gob thing. And they try and suck it back up. We've tried that loads of times and it just ends up with loads of spit on the floor, but it's worth a go.
Yeah.
The only thing I've done is I don't let him pee on public doors and stuff like that. Because there's that really good scene in Big Daddy where he lets Julian take a slash on the door next to the restaurant because they won't let him use the bog. So, you know. Gosh. But what do you think of Sonny Koufax?
Yeah, no, I do. I'm not the massive Adam Sandler fan, but I do find this quite good because of the kid. Who, I think there were two of them, weren't there? Two twins?
Yeah. Dylan and Cole Sprouse.
Yeah.
Who are now, well, I think Dylan is the one. Is he, or is it Cole? I think it's Cole who's acting in...
It could be Cole, yeah.
A few things, I can't remember what they call him. So.
He's like one of the transformers, or like a ripped young man.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, handsome
like,
fella now, isn't he? Yeah, but they were twins, and they're really good, isn't it?
They're funny, aren't they? Just their natural exuberance of youth, I think, is fantastic. Yeah. I love it when he's like... Julian, I don't really like that name. It's like, oh, so what do you want to be called then? It's like, Frankenstein. So I went to my girls. I was like, if I was doing that, what would you want to be called? So one of them said Rosita, strangely. The other one said, Simi Sison, whatever that means. And I said,
sorry, what?
That's what I said three times. And I went, yeah, Simi Sison. Is that French? I don't know. Does it mean anything?
I don't know. No idea. But like you say, what I like about Sonny is he lets Julian do pretty much what he wants. Like I let my lad pick his clothes if he wants to wear them, whatever he wants to wear. I got some great pictures. I'll show you in a minute of him wearing like some weird fox slippers, a tie around his head. Okay, you know, why not? Yeah. They're kids, aren't they? Kids should stay kids for as long as possible.
Yeah.
And I guess we're big kids, aren't we? So I think that's why Sonny Koufax appeals to us. So that's Sonny Koufax on the list. He's nailed. Next one, Gaz. Can I come in with the next one?
Go on.
Now, when I think of parents in film, I mean, mostly we're talking about dads here as well, aren't we?
Yeah.
Which is natural because we're dads, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, we're not trying to, you know, leave the girls out, of course, but we sort of gravitate towards the dad characters, don't we? And the main one for me, or one of the main ones, and when I was growing up as a kid watching this programme, I always sort of looked at him as kind of the quintessential dad. It's Jack Arnold from The Wonder Years.
Yeah.
One of the best, isn't he? Blue collar, loves his family, solid and stern, but, you know, this, he has moments of softness.
But as we walked back to my father's office, I suddenly realized something that made a lot of things make sense. My dad was too good for this place. Sure, it was a good job, and we were all lucky he had it and all that. But my dad had something finer in him than S-14s and distribution reports. I'll never forget how I felt at that moment. I felt that my father was a great man.
I mean, I love The Wonder Years, but I've not seen it for such a long time.
It's one of the best programs ever. Yeah,
I need to get back into it. But I always kind of, when you first said it, I was like, when I remember back, it was like, I'm sure he's just like really gruff and miserable all the time, isn't he? And then I was like, well, I better go and check because I don't want to counter-argue with you. But I was like, oh yeah, I can see exactly where you're coming from.
Yeah.
He is a bit grizzly, isn't he? And a bit like classic 60s dad.
He is, and that's but then, what makes him so good, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, there's a bit, like you say, those touches of fondness and the softness comes out and gives Kevin some good advice, doesn't he?
Yeah, and he's very of the time, Jack Arnold. Like Gaz says, he is gruff. He is extremely strict sometimes. He always, the kind of running joke was when he comes home and Kevin's mum's like, you know, hi dear, or whatever, and he's always like, walks in with his tie, like as he's taking his tie off, he's proper kind of, you know, the archetypal working dad, isn't he?
Yeah.
You know, and what I love about him is, like you say, the soft moments. There's an episode, I can't remember what series it's in, where Kevin's kind of got almost like an infatuation with one of the kids on the basketball team, one of the guys, and he sort of becomes his hero.
Mm.
And Jack is talking to him in a diner afterwards, and he says, you know, Kev, it's hard to be a hero.
I'm sorry you can't all be like you.
And then that man, Mr. Pencil Stubs and Alka-Seltzer, Mr. Pay the Bills and Go to Work, said something I'll never forget.
Let me tell you something, Kev. It's not easy being a hero.
And Kevin doesn't really immediately get it, but what he's talking about is he's being a dad.
Mm.
He's like saying it's hard to put food on the table because Kevin doesn't realise all that his dad does. Because like you say, when you do watch it and you think about watching it as a kid, a lot of the time you are sort of almost scared of Jack.
Yeah.
Because like, God, he's strict, you know. And you do think, oh, God, he seems dead grumpy. But when you watch it as a dad, you get a completely different perspective on it. You watch it from his perspective and you realise kind of every day he's out there grafting. He's giving solid advice. You know, yeah, it comes across as strict sometimes, but he's putting the food on the table for the family. And that's what kind of a dad does, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In those days.
Well, kind of then you fast forward, don't you, 30 years to the early 90s, and Jim's dad in American Pie.
Oh.
And I think, isn't that his character's name? Jim's dad or something? I don't even know what his real name is in that.
Yeah.
And it's just that kind of classic awkwardness. And I mean, our kids are still young, but there'll be a point when they're trying to ask for advice. I mean, I got girls, so it might, hopefully they'll go to their mum and ask for that. Where you got to sort your lad out. And it's just like, right, let's talk about the birds and the bees. And,
well, which Jim's dad tries to do by showing him some porno mags, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, this is the female form, and they have focused on the breasts, which are used primarily to feed young infants, and also in foreplay.
Right.
Then he shows him Hustler. He's like, this is Hustler. Bit more exotic, where they're showing the pubic region and all this kind of thing. And he's so awkward. But what I love about Jim's dad, he's ride or die, isn't he?
Yeah, big time, yeah.
He'd do anything for Jim. And I love that about him. He's such a sweet dad. Yes, he's awkward. You know, yes, they get into sort of, you know, hilarious japes and whatnot together. But he is as good as gold, isn't he?
And when he catches Jim on the apple pie, as it were, he's like, what? Are we going to sort this out? He's like, I'll cover for you here.
That's what I mean.
If it's falling on the floor or whatever.
Well,
just tell your mother that we ate it all.
Who's next?
Well, I want to shout out, as we talked about dads, as a duo now, the Addams Family parents.
Oh, good shout.
Gomez and Morticia. And
good shout.
Their kind of view on the world is quite skewed, isn't it? But there's some situations where the kids are like, you see one of the kids going at one of the others with a sword, and they're like, whoa, what are you doing? Don't take that sword. And they give him like a mace or something, like something proper. He's going to smash him up. And on one point, they go like, Wednesday saying, sir, you've got Pugsley in the electric chair like I was the other week. And she's like, we're going to play Is There a God? And the mum goes, no, we've got to go to this auction or whatever. And they're like, oh, please. And I'm like, go on, man, you little scams, electrocuting him.
It has to warm up.
Why?
So it can kill you. I knew that.
Children, what are you doing?
I'm going to electrocute him.
But we're late for the charity auction.
But, Mother...
I said no.
Please?
Oh, all right.
So we talked about there's a lot of comedy in there, right? Are there any ones that pull on your heartstrings, Chris? I know you're a sensitive guy.
I am a sensitive guy, yeah. There's quite a number that pull on my heartstrings.
You surprised me.
Interstellar. You know, some of the scenes in there. The scene where he's crying after he's realised all the messages and stuff, yeah. And the difference in time. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
When you, as a dad, you put yourself in that position, and it kills me, man.
Yeah.
It kills me. Plus the score is amazing and all that. And everything combines to make me cry like a massive baby, because I am a massive baby. I cry at anything. But I don't care, because I'm a sensitive dad and I like that.
I cry at that as well. You were trying to say I had a heart of stone the other day. I cried at that as well. I probably cried more than you.
You don't cry very much at films. Not much at all, unless you paid 20 quid for it streaming on Disney.
And it's rubbish.
But yeah, I mean, Interstellar's one. Pursuit of Happiness, I can't watch, with Will Smith. I can't watch that. Yeah. Since becoming a dad. I saw it when it came out. My son's younger than that film. But that I can't watch.
When he's like in the toilet and he's got nowhere to live, and he's like, there's someone, him and his son, like just holding him, and then someone's banging him, going, hey, let me in. No, he's like, oh, he's like, oh, man. No. And just when he gets, well, the bit that makes me cry a lot is when he gets the job at the end and he's almost like choking up. He's like, yeah, thanks. Yeah.
It's like it's a killer.
It's a, honestly, and it's happy, isn't it? It's happy bit.
I can't watch it. I can't watch it, guy. Yeah. I'm a mess. A mess, and it's embarrassing. But the biggest one that makes me cry the most, it's one of my favourite films ever, one of my favourite father characters ever, even though he's not technically a good dad, right, is John Kinsella in Field of Dreams.
Yeah, you love that.
Father of Ray Kinsella, the main character. Obviously, the scene at the end with... when his dad finally comes, the ghost of his dad finally arrives on the field, and he introduces him to his family, and then as his dad's walking away, he goes, Dad? And I can cry now. I can cry now. It's that good, and it gets me going that much. He's like, Dad, want to play some catch? And it's like, oh, my God. And then Dwyer Brown, who plays John Kinsella, like, so many people have been affected by that role, and they come up to him and tell him stories. He said, it's this weird thing that people gravitate towards him and want to tell him stories when he's out about their relationship with their dads. Yeah. So much so that he wrote a book about his relationship with his father, and then sort of sprinkled it with anecdotes of these stories that people have come and told him about their relationships with their dads. It's called If You Build It by Dwyer Brown. Get on Amazon or wherever other bookshops are available and buy it, because it's really, really great. It's a really, really great book.
That's your lot for this episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Davis Locker podcast. This audio is actually taken from a YouTube video, and we encourage you to head on over there and subscribe to our channel. Search the Davis Locker. We're also across all social media, again with the Davis Locker username. Until next time, see ya.